TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you've had a great... I trust you've had a good day. But I really hope that is true. This is Greg DeMarco, and it is time for the Thursday afternoon edition of Driving with DeMarco. It is Thursday, April 25th. I am on the ride home. It is NFL draft day. I had the draft episode this morning. Went a little off the rails because I just started getting greedy, picking whoever I wanted. I'll put that down on paper as well because got a little crazy at the end, and I got a few more to add to that list too. This afternoon is going to be a little bit different. Before we get to that, I want to talk to you about me at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter. It's really all I want to tell you about me, but go follow me at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter, also on the Facebook and the Instagram, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your very own ChairShot t-shirt, Patreon.com/TheChairShot. You should be on there if you're listening to this, but you might have gotten a free episode, bootleg, someone sent it to you when they shouldn't have, who knows? But either way, that is where you can find me and where you can find this product as well on the Patreon. And of course, it is thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. And use your head you can. You can follow us at thechairshot.com. Of course, you can pick up the t-shirts. You can get on the Patreon. You can do all of that. We love you for it. And if you don't, and you just visit thechairshot.com, that's okay too. That's what the Chair Shot is all about. Now, want to flip things forward here. It is Thursday afternoon. We've been doing this for over a week now, a myriad of topics. And there's a topic that I had planned and then it just kept getting pushed for other things. And so now I'm bringing it back. It's still relevant. It's not old. And so we can definitely talk about it and have a lot of fun. So that's what we're going to do. It's going to be topic number 8 for the week. And it'll be a lot of fun. Topic number 8 for this week on Driving with DeMarco is about All Elite Wrestling, a company I've been critical of, but I'm not afraid to give credit where credit is due, and that's what I am doing today, because I want to talk about the announcement of a match for All Elite Wrestling's Double or Nothing show coming up. I believe it's May 25th. I know it is Memorial Day weekend. We'll call it the 25th. That is a month from today, which is kind of a big deal. It is in Las Vegas. Sold out MGM Grand Garden Arena. Excited for them. Excited for that show. And I hope it does well. But I'm a little underwhelmed by the card. I'm not gonna lie. We've got, you know, Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega. Seen it. It's happened. The Young Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers. Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix. You know what? Seen it. Yeah, it happened in AAA. But it's no different than matches these guys have had before either. Nothing special about it. To be honest, I hate to say it because I love the guys, especially Phoenix and Pentagon Jr., but there's nothing special about that match. It's happened. It's happened elsewhere. It's happened with other guys. Nothing different than when Pentagon and Phoenix wrestled the Rascals in TNA. Nothing different than countless matches the Young Bucks have had. Not that they haven't gotten better at the storytelling element, but still, I just don't feel like that's a match that's going to be anything that we haven't already seen. You've got Britt Baker and Kylie Rae and Nyla Rose. Doesn't excite me. I didn't love the women's match at All In, and this kind of strikes me as being right about the same spot as that one. So, you know, I'm not totally loving the card. You know, Pac versus Adam Page. Okay, we'll see. We'll see how that one goes. But it's just so hard when you know that all these guys are in the office. It does make it a little bit difficult. I know this is wrestling and we know, but, you know, usually in WWE, most of those guys aren't in the office. You get the occasional Triple H or Shane McMahon, but by and large, 95% of what you're seeing is not the office. So that's a little bit concerning as well. I am excited about SCU, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky versus Shima and whoever he partners with in that 6-man tag team match. And for a long time, that was the only match I was really hype about until they announced Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes. Now, I've been hypercritical about All Elite Wrestling among those that have called it a t-shirt company, but you know, they're about to put their money where their mouth is, or at least somebody's money where their mouth is. And it's not really their money, just like All In wasn't really their money. But when they announced Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes, I perked up. You know, as Christopher Platt would say on Podest War, that one makes me a little bit wet. And I love it because this is a match that WWE gave us and didn't really give us. I mean, it was Goldust, it was Stardust, it definitely underwhelmed. It wasn't there. But when I think back to All In, and when you think back to All In, the best match, the best story that was told at All In was Cody Rhodes versus Nick Aldis for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, Cody won that belt, bled, did all... I mean, the story they told was just phenomenal. And yeah, was it self-serving? Of course it was. Look, this whole fucking company is self-serving. So you got to get over that. I got to get over it too, and it's been hard for me to do that. But honestly, when you call a spade, the whole goddamn thing is self-serving. And you know what? A lot of professional wrestling is self-serving. I can't hold that against them, just like I wouldn't want anybody to hold it against me in case I ever did it. So I'm okay with the self-serving part of it. But Cody's a storyteller, man. That's one thing that he definitely got from his family. He tells a hell of a story. His match with Nick Aldis at All In was one hell of a story. A little overdone, yeah. Didn't need all the seconds, taking him out to the ring, all that setting the stage. But I liked it. I liked the progression. Sure, the match ran really, really long. That's not the fault of that match. That's the fault of how they planned out the rest of the card. I didn't need the opening match. I could have done without a couple of those matches that were on that show, and it would have made it that much better. But take a look at Nick Aldis and Cody Rhodes, and imagine what Cody Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes are going to do at All In. I mean, Dustin has got to be motivated about this match. If you haven't seen it, go to the Nightmare Family YouTube channel. Watch the Road to Double or Nothing videos. The video they put out to promote this match was fantastic. They actually undersold the announcement of the match and more made it about the build to the match. And it was so good. Dustin Rhodes, despite being Goldust, one of the most charismatic, over-the-top, controversial characters in wrestling history, in my opinion, is actually underappreciated and undersold by many of the fans of professional wrestling. So for me, in my opinion, for my money, I think Dustin Rhodes is going to prove a whole hell of a lot to a whole lot of people at Double or Nothing. And then you know Cody's motivated. He wants this thing to work out. This is his plan. This is his baby. Like All Elite Wrestling, sure, if it doesn't work, we all know that they have that safety net of going to WWE. We know that. We know they can go there if they need to. But that's fine. You know, there's a lot of people that can do that. So I can set that aside for this match. Because here's the thing. When I remove all bias, when I remove all the t-shirts and everything else, this match is fucking awesome. Let's be honest with you. Dustin can still go. He talks about in the video how when he wrestles, fans chant, "You still got it." And he says that he never lost it. And he believes that. And I do think he believes it. You should believe that in this business. Because once you realize you don't have it anymore, you're done. Even if you're still wrestling, you're done. And we see plenty of people that don't still have it that are wrestling. But in terms of Dustin, we've seen him go. He's in phenomenal shape, especially at his age. Even not at his age. He's in better shape than guys 15 years his younger. Cody, we know, is in fantastic shape. And we know what he's accomplished. It's a little strange because the video kind of paints Cody as this like villain, this sort of mafia Don character, and I think that's how he views himself. He's done that in Ring of Honor a little bit with the Kiss the Ring. Kind of makes it a little hard to see given what he's doing in All Elite Wrestling. Maybe they'll play his executive role into the storylines. I think of the four major executives they've talked about, Cody Rhodes, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, and Kenny Omega, I think Cody is the best one to play some type of executive character while also wrestling. And I think that he can definitely do a hell of a job in this match with Dustin. But I want to be upfront and honest with you. I think this match is going to be good. I really think if you're on the fence about Double or Nothing, no, I don't get nothing for this. I'm not Dave Meltzer. They don't have me in their pocket. I am unbiased. I'm objectively subjective, as the Twitter handle says, and I'm going to be that right now. This match and what they've put together, especially when you combine it with maybe some of the other matches you're excited about. So for me, this match alone makes it worth ordering and watching Double or Nothing. Now combine it with, you know, SCU versus Shima and the two talents from OWE, I'm definitely on board. but Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes. I kind of feel like, you know, you don't get a whole lot of shots to do something, and I'm sure they regretted how things went when they actually tangled in WWE, and I'm sure they're excited to have the opportunity to do it again, to get it right, so to speak, and I believe they're going to get this one right. I hope it doesn't go on last. I know they have this weird habit, at least at All In, they main evented with the Young Bucks. It wouldn't surprise me to see them main event with the Young Bucks again, possibly Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. I hope this doesn't go on last. Cody, match like this, which can be really long, really drawn out, and also, you know, a long build to it, a long entrance, everything, strikes me as the middle of the card kind of match. Can you main event with it? You can. Does Dustin deserve that? He damn sure does. I mean, he's a surefire Hall of Famer. Walk in there, walking into the ring for this match. And I'm excited about it. I think this match and how it's received will go a long way towards how successful All Elite Wrestling is going to be. Because they're looking to break the norm. They're looking to do things that people haven't seen before. But you've got to have that tried and true storytelling in professional wrestling. And brother versus brother. The brother who had it tough versus the brother who had it easy. And the brother who has it easy thinks he had it tough. That's a hell of a story. And I think Dustin being there, it's going to be amazing to see what those guys do. There's going to be a lot of benefit of having Dustin Rhodes around outside of that match. Dustin is going to be an amazing influence backstage. It wouldn't shock me if they gave him some kind of role in the company as well, if that's what he wants. But having him around, like I said, is really going to do wonders for the All Elite Wrestling product. So I'm here for it, man. I'm excited for Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes. And it kind of leads me to the big lesson for today, because you know I love to present you with the big lesson every single time we do this. I know the last episode was kind of rough in that regard, but that thing got a little bit crazy. Like I said, went a little off the rails. I give myself that every once in a while. But the big lesson for today is that no matter what you do in professional wrestling, no matter what crazy idea you have, no matter what, you know, reinvention of the wheel you think you can do, do it. By all means, do it. But you can't do it the whole card. When you've got some tried and true storytelling, legit storytelling, that is going to sell, and that is going to keep people coming back for more than anything else. And that to me is why Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes is the early key pivotal match in the history of All Elite Wrestling. That will do it for this PM edition of Driving with DeMarco. I believe this is episode number 13, should be number 13 based upon where we are. I might have called it 12 earlier, and if I did, I apologize. Did 5 last week. This is show number 8 of this week. That puts us overall at episode number 13. I'm at Chairshot Greg on the Twitter, patreon.com/thechairshot. It's only $5. I didn't say it earlier. It's only $5. You got $5. Give us your $5 and you're going to get some amazing stuff. 10 of these per week. Pod is more. The hashtag Miranda Show. Early access. The pod is more. Early access to the Outsider's Edge. The live recording of the Miranda Show. And so much more. Early articles, ad-free articles. Man, you want it, you're going to get it. Plus, you can spend a little bit more. We will give you a custom article or a custom podcast. It's yours. We'll write about and talk about what you want. Not only that, we got more things in the works. And if you're a high roller, you got 15 G's, fuck it. We'll come to you. You pay that, we'll get on a plane, we'll rent a car, we'll get a hotel, we'll come hang out with you. We'll watch a WWE pay-per-view. We'll go to a sports bar. We'll watch UFC or boxing. We'll do that too. I mean, whatever you want, we'll do it. We're cool. We have a lot of fun. Two of us will get together. We'll come hang out with you. You will love every single second of it. And you know what? We'll do it wearing our Chair Shot t-shirts, which you can get at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Or you can go to thechairshot.com, go to the menu, click the store button. That'll take you there as well. prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, patreon.com/thechairshot, and thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. My name is Greg DeMarco. I am signing off for now. Have a wonderful evening. I will talk to you tomorrow morning on the next edition of Driving with DeMarco.